Bonjour, monsieur. Oh, I see you've got my note. Come in. S'il vous plaît. Oh. No, Monsieur Caillebotte is at an exhibition in London for 2 weeks. But he was kind enough to allow me to use one of his studios while he's gone. There's no need to be so formal, please. Call me Ellie. Please have a seat. I have some coffee and croissant. We shouldn't discuss business on an empty stomach, after all. So, how long have you been in Paris now? Well, I think your studies are working. I've been following your work for quite some time, and I believe you are destined for greatness. Oh yes, I do. The portrait of Yvette Guilbert was magnificent in its colors, and the way you captured the light in your sunrise paintings is nothing short of breathtaking. You are learning much painting with the greats of Montmartre, and yet your style is still very much your own. But your paintings are only missing one thing. And that is something I will help you with. But we will get to that soon enough. Ah, yes. Monsieur, I honestly believe you will be remembered as one of the greats. You've learned so much in your short time in Montmartre. And to be frank with you, this is why I asked you here to Monsieur Caillebotte's studio. I would like you to paint a portrait of me. Oh yes, there are many artists in Montmartre that are more accomplished than you, and some of them have even asked me to model for them, but just because they're more accomplished doesn't mean that they are better than you. Besides, even if the great Monet were to paint me, I would not be remembered as fondly as his water lilies, would I? If Toulouse-Lautrec painted me, I would not be remembered as fondly as his Cancan dancers, would I? But you, when you paint me, I will be a masterpiece. Your first true complete work of genius. Your first true masterpiece. Everything you do afterwards will be compared to me. And that is what I want. Come, let me show you the studio. You can rest your cup over there. Isn't the light in this room magnificent? Oh, yes, that will be your canvas. I think it is 8 feet wide and 3.5 tall. Unfortunately, that is the largest I could afford. Oh no, monsieur. That is not too large. It is perfect. This is your masterpiece after all. Plus, I will be reclined on the city, so you will need the width. It is beautiful, no? I convinced Monsieur Caillebotte to have it reupholstered in this lovely blue fabric. It will accentuate my blue eyes. You needn't worry about the colors, monsieur. I have purchased all of them for you. This box contains the finest colors made from the finest pigments. Why don't you have a look? Here is Alizarin Crimson, Viridian Green, Cadmium Yellow, Lead White, as well as ochres and umbers. But to make this your true masterpiece, I purchased this large tube of the finest ultramarine blue. The blue that none other blue can match. Did you know that this blue was once so expensive and rare that it was reserved strictly for the cloak of the Virgin Mary? No other color would do for such a sacred object. And no other object was sacred enough to justify the expense. So, monsieur, what do you think? Everything you need is here. So, will you paint me? Yes. the missing element in your art. As I have said, I have seen almost every painting you've made while in Paris. You've mastered every technical element of painting, but all of your works lack passion. Ah, yes. It is passion that I will provide to you. No, oui, monsieur. I am confident that I can provide this. You see, I want you to paint me in the nude. You seem taken aback by this. If it will help, you can leave on your socks. Oh. A joke, monsieur. I will be the one to be nude. Oh, I'm sorry. This all seems to have flustered you. You will never be able to paint while you're flustered like this. So let's take a step back. Shall we? I meant a figurative step back, monsieur. I want to get close to you so you can get a good look at my eyes. Look at them like an artist. Look at their color. The color of the finest lapis lazuli, just like the ultramarine blue. Look at the way the light plays off of them. The streak of white that runs through the iris. The dark ring of pure blue around the outside. And how it contrasts with the white. Can you picture painting them? Can you picture in your mind the brush strokes, the color blending the little dots of white where the light hits them? Now then, let me get a little closer and take another look at them. But this time, look not as an artist, but as a man. Can you see the desire? Can you see how they need you? Can you see the passion? Can you feel the passion? Yes, you may feel my hand too, massaging through your trousers. I need it to check and see if the passion was there. The passion is there, I think, but it's being blocked by lust. Yes, it is lust that I see in your eyes. I can feel it in your kiss as well. The passion is blocked by your lust. And you cannot paint with lust. Lust is fleeting, but passion lasts. We must get rid of this lust before we can begin. Into my eyes. I'm going to get down on my knees and see if I can help rid you of some of this lust. No, I think you know what I'm about to do. You needn't worry about it. Just keep looking into my eyes. I think that you will find that they get even more beautiful. Let me get down on my knees. Are you thinking of the colors? My crimson lips wrapped around your shaft as I take you in my mouth. You are. Then I must not be doing a very good job. The only thing you should be thinking of right now is how good it feels. Enjoy the feeling of my lips wrapped around your cock. Enjoy my fingers massaging your balls. You shouldn't be thinking of anything but this moment. Nothing exists in this moment except you and I. When you're ready to finish, just let go. Let go of your lust. Why you're holding back, monsieur? Are you worried about finishing in my mouth? It's what I want. It's what I need. Please, monsieur, do not deprive me of my reward. Mm-hmm. does not look away. Look me right in the eyes. Stay on me. As you were finishing, I could see the lust in your eyes fade, and the passion grow. Oh. Oh, yes, the seeds of passion are definitely there. Well, I could feel it in the way you kissed me. How angry the kiss was. How you did not want it to end. But honestly, your hands on my ass was a dead giveaway. Now then, monsieur, I am ready to pose for you. Help me out of my dress, s'il vous plaît. See, you did not even question it. That is passion. How do you think I should pose? Would you like to see me from behind like Velázquez? Venus? I do have a wonderful ass, don't you think? Or perhaps on my back with my hand hiding my modesty? Like this? Reminiscent of Manette's Olympia? Oh, no. I do not think they will do. Perhaps something like Goya Smara Desnuda. My hands over my head? Oh, yes. Something like this, I think. You think it is still not right? Perhaps I agree with you. In the Goya painting, the model is enticing the viewer to join her. It is seductive. That is not right for your painting, so... I mean, it is not beautiful enough. So tell me, monsieur, when is a woman at her most beautiful? No, I'm not talking about her age. I am asking, when does a man look at a woman and think, that is the most beautiful I have ever seen you? It is not when she's inviting him into her bed. It is when they're finished. I do not want to be enticing. I want the viewer to look at me and think, this woman, she just got fucked. Yes, I think that is what your masterpiece needs. Alas, monsieur, this pose is not something I can conjure out of thin air. No, the only way to get the look of a freshly fucked woman is... to paint her just after she has been fucked. So I'm afraid that you will need to fuck me before you can paint me. Oui, monsieur. I'm aware that you just came. I was there, remember? Remember how our eyes were locked as my cheeks had bulged to hold it all in while I swallowed it? I... can still taste your deliciousness. But this is art, and... well, sometimes to make great art, the artist must suffer. For Van Gogh, it was madness. And for Manet, it was syphilis. And your suffering, I'm afraid, is fucking me so soon after coming in my mouth. I'd say you're rather lucky, given the options. I would not worry about that, monsieur. I have confidence that you will be able to perform. Look at my body. Look at my breasts. Look at my pussy and how wet it is for you. Oh yeah, my body will inspire you. I'm sure of this. Come here and sit beside me. Good. Now, give me your hands. Put them right here on my breast. Yeah, just like that. Now kiss me as you caress them. Your talent as a painter, because this image of my breasts in your mouth deserves to be preserved. Oh, while you do that, put your hand right here. Can you feel how wet I am for you? You feel how bad I want you. Oh, taste that. Oh, monsieur, I meant to taste it off your fingers. No, don't stop. This will work too. Like my pussy tasted. All that wetness is because of you. No, monsieur, come up here and kiss me. Let me taste myself on your lips. But first, let me put your cock inside of me. Oh my, monsieur, it's so hard. I can feel it throbbing in my hand. Oh, yes. Tell me you want to be inside of me. Tell me how badly you want to fuck me. You need to fuck me. How much do you need it? Is that so? Okay, monsieur. You will have your wish. Let me put it inside. You feel so good inside of me. It's as if my pussy was made just for your cock. Let me wrap my legs around you. I need to pull you in deeper. Tell me how it feels, mon amour. Make me come on them all. Oh, look me in the eyes. I want to look right into your eyes as you make me come. I want you to see my passion. Je veux que tu me regardes. Your hungry eyes is going to make me come again. Please, please come with me. Please, 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 please come with me. That I have never been more beautiful. Okay. It's time to begin the portrait. Should I stay like this with my legs spread? You could capture my swollen red pussy. And your seed dripping out of me. You're probably right, mon amour. Perhaps the art world is not ready for that yet. They threw a fit over Manet just painting a naked woman having a lunch outdoors. and I'd probably burn down the academy if my freshly fucked cunt was on display. How about this pose? Is it better? Oh, I'm very comfortable. I can lay here for hours for you, just blissfully reliving the glorious fucking you've given me. Monsieur, how long do you think this painting will take? Really? You think it will only take a week? Oh, I was hoping it would take longer. You see, monsieur, every morning you will need to help me pose, and it is the only way to make sure my pose is the same every day, isn't it? Oh, yes, monsieur. I'm afraid you will have to fuck me every day to make sure I am beautiful. Maybe even twice a day if the sessions go on in the afternoon. Oh, yes, monsieur, I think it will take 2 weeks at least. Perhaps longer. And you will have to suffer so much for your masterpiece.